Morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Nida, Chazar Rabbi Simon's 6A, Davar Shemakabel Tuma, regarding Begadim. So let's start off with just basic conditions for Kesem. Kesem Derabanan has to be that there's no Hakasha. It has to be the Tumas Derabanan. And then to be a din kesem has to be that there is no hargasha, it has to be a shir, kigris va'od, has to be begad lavan, has to be a dabash makabel tuma, and can't be ribui dom, and you can't be toiling on something else, like a makeh, right? If there's a makeh, so then you be toiling on a makeh, and you could be tahor because of that. So the Torah says, Kesem shenimsa al davar she'eino makabel tuma. Lo gazer alav. Ketzad badka karka oilum. O kol davar she'eino makabel tuma. V'yashva alav. V'matza boi kesem tohoiro. So like the classic case of Shmuel. In Nun Zion. She checks the ground. She sits on it. She finds there's no hargasha. So it seems like it's vada migufa. Seems like it's vada migufa. But since there's no hargasha, so then it's a kesem, right? Even though it seems like it's vada migufa. So the shach says, shach tes and kuf tzadi, sheinu makabel tuma. I'm a Rambam hilchos kelim ma hadavarim shein makabel tuma. See the Rambam hilchos kelim. What's considered something that's not makabel tuma, shach tes zayin, b'chein afilu means who makabel tuma. We have a something that is makabel tuma, ela shishira garam lo, that its ability to makabel tuma is dependent upon having a certain shear. Kegoin matlis she'eno gimel al gimel, like a patch. That's not gimel al gimel. Kid isa and that patch will be from something. A patch the chayre is something which is from another garment. And you make patches out of pieces of begadim that were cut from a whole garment, and you cut off a piece from an old garment and then you patch it on. I think that's what he's mean. Gimel al gimel kid isa b'shas maybe be yosose v'chein aposkim midivrei tosfos. Even a mashtisa is not makabel tuma. Makabel tumas nagayim. The kli she makabel tuma tumas nagayim. Afal pi shein makabel shar tumas makabel ksamim. That's enough umetama. So as long as makabel some type of tuma, so then it can makabel tumas ksamim. And the Noda Yehuda adds. Even tuma de rabbanon, like a glass, a kli zechuchis. A kli zechuchis is only tuma de rabbanon, but the Noda Yehuda holds, and I think others, that the ksamim, if it's makabel tuma de rabbanon, then it's makabel ksamim as well. So when the shach says gimel al gimel, what does he mean? He means gimel tfachim or gimel etzba'ayis, right? Shach gives us an example of something that it's a makabel tuma, but it's dependent upon a shear. He said gimel al gimel. Did he mean gimel tfachim or gimel tfachim or gimel etzba'ayis or gimel etzba'ayis? So let us see the Rambam on page 5. Rambam Perek Chaf Beis. And the beginning of Perikov Beis and Hilchos Kalim. So the Rambam says, Kamishior Habeged his Tame. Shlosha Tvachim or Shlosha Tvachim, the Midras. You need, it has to be Tvachim, Gimel Tvachim, or Gimel for Midras. Shlosha Etzbois, or Shlosha Etzbois, Mukhuvanois im Hamalal, the Tumas Hameis, or the Shar Tumais. So Midras needs Tvachim, Shar Tumas needs Etzbois. Big day semer pishtim is distinction of all begadim regarding shal shar minim, ema kabel tuma mikol hatumois elim kain hay behen shloisha tvachim al shloisha tvachim or yaser. So shar minim bain medras or bain shar tumos need gimel tvachim or gimel tvachim. Shenemar by shenemar o beged. Ipiyashmu lamadnu shabak kasal rabos shloisha tvachim al shloisha tvachim kishar. Kishar begadim l'tuma. So, the sak means the shach is referring to semer pishtim, and therefore it would be gimel etzbois. It'd be shloisha etzbois, or shloisha etzbois, or shloisha etzbois, for because that would be semer pishtim. Semer pishtim would be even makabel tuma at the smaller share of etzbois, or the shach meant gimel tvachim or gimel tvachim to include. Sharminim, which should be gimel tvachim al gimel tvachim. I'm adding my murim bekraim min habegadim. Aval haoreg beged bifnei atzmai kol shahu hari mekabel shar tumos kutz mitumas medras she'ein mekabel oisa ela harui the medras. So, when do we say that you need this larger shear of gimel etzbois? Gimel etzbois for semer pishtim for shar tumois, or you need gimel tvachim al gimel tvachim for shar minim. So that's if we're talking about like a patch, I think. More specifically, something that was taken from a garment, and it was a portion of a previous garment. If it's a portion from a previous garment, so then it has to have that shear gimel tvachim or gimel etzbois. But if it's a, in other words, you fashion the beged mitchilo at a smaller shear, let's say gloves for a baby, or you know, a glove for a baby, or you know, something, it's less than gimel etzbois or gimel etzbois or gimel tvachim, so then it's still makabel tuma because it's a beged, right? It's a beged, so you don't need the shear, even if it's kol shehu, even if it's kol shehu, so then. That is going to be a kabel tuma. So I looked in the fancy Shulchan Aruch, and they had gimel etzbois or gimel etzbois in the shach. but according to this Rambam, that would only be by tzemer pishtim. If you see, that would be only by tzemer pishtim, right? The Rambam said the shach is talking about a matlis. The shach is talking about a matlis. L'chore, it needs a shear. It's not a. It wasn't a beged that was fashioned. Mitchilo. It was a portion of a previous beged, so it needs a shear. It needs a shear. So, chayre it should be gimel tvachim or gimel tvachim. If the shaykh wants to include shar minim, right? Things other, but the fancy Shulchan Aruch had gimel shloish al shloish, which would be etzbois shloish al shloish etzbois. Which would be the shear or the minimum shear for tzemer pishtim, but whatever. we have the Rambam here. Okay, so what about nylon? Right? What about something a synthetic? Right? So there's a machlokes achronim on does nylon makabel tuma? Right? Nylon stockings? Right? Does nylon stockings? Are they makabel tuma? So the Igros Moshe on page, I think 14, he says that it has the din of kli adama, and therefore it's tahor even midrabanan, because the nylon comes from shem and that's me'omek adama. So he says it's like kli adama, and kli adama is tahor even afilu tuma derabanan. But Minchas Yitzchak argues that he has a different din. He looks at it as that anything that's fashioned into a beged is makabel tuma. Anything that's fashioned into a beged is makabel tuma. Im nasim yimene beged nira to the kuli alma makabel tuma. Memela gam beged nylon is going to have a din of kesem. And then Cheskel Roth, Rabbi Cheskel Roth, on page 16, so He wants to say it's a davar shemekabel tuma, that nylon is a davar shemekabel tuma. Acher kach hispandanti sha'emes nira kain dalav dafke gedule karka boyinin. In other words, in order for it to be considered first let's go to the Kate on page 6. So page 6 we see there's the Mishnah over here, Kol Sheba Yom Tahor Chutz Mi Kalav Hayam, right? On page 6. Page 6 we have a Mishnah Kol Sheba Yom Tahor Chutz Mi Kalav Hamayim. So Kalav Hayam, sorry, Kalav Hayam. Not sure what that is, because it's not really, it sounds like it's amphibious. So something from, you may fashion a beged from something that's from the Yom, it's Tahor. Then the Mishnah says, "If you keep it, the min ha'gidol ba'aretz, afilu chut, afilu mesicha, davar mekabel tuma tameh." So even though you have a garment that's something that's fashioned from a davar that's not something that's not mekabel tuma, why? Because it's kol shebiyam chutz mi is tahor chutz mi kelev ma'im. But if you're chibur lechem min gidol ba'aretz, afilu chut, afilu masicha, davishu mekabel tuma tame. And the Rambam Hilchos Kelim paskins that way. Right, kol shebiyam, the Rambam, kol shebiyam eino mekabel tuma min hatumois. Tumas midras, v'af ha'orig beged, mi davar mitzemer ha'gadol b'yam, ein makabel tumas shenemer o veged o or, mi piyeshmul lamedu lamadnu ma beged min ha'gidol ba'aretz af or min ha'gidol ba'aretz, chiber min ha'gidol b'yam im gidol ba'aretz afilu chut afilu mesicha or chibru chibur ad shemesim. As Shnehem. Kiidu hein echad. The tuma she'im nitmazeh, yitmazeh, hakol makabel tuma. So we do have a clause here that something that's, if the material is from the yam, so then it's not makabel tuma. But if you have a thread of a davar that is makabel tuma that is joined with it, then the whole thing is going to be makabel tuma. So even if you want to say nylons are not makabel tuma, you want to say like Rav Moshe that it's the kli adama, and therefore it's tahor even mid the rabbanon. So if there are threads that are attached, that are interwoven with the nylon, so then it's not going to have that kula anymore, apparently. So let's go back to the Chezkel Roth on page 16. The Chezkas. Okay. The Lav Dafka Gedule Karka by Inan. And this is. It's called it's gidol from the yam is tahor, but gidol from a karka is can make things that are makabel tuma, but it doesn't have to be gidol karka. It doesn't have to be gidol karka b'inin. The high kli zuchuchis makabel tuma v'rabbanan. Right? We see that a glass vessel is makabel tuma v'rabbanan, and it wasn't gidol. It's not gidule karka. V'chein kol shehu b'yam. A feeling with the rabbanon ain't a makabel tuma. Kedisa berash uberosh beperek yud zayin mekelim now b'chein. Okay, umash from the chol elu nikrim geduli beyabasha af al pisha inim geduli karka. So these things are right. It doesn't have to be geduli karka as long as it's right. The mashmah, the kol elu nikrim gadol b'yabasha afal pishein a geduli karka elavadei lav dafke geduli aretz elashihi yamin davar shiyesh b'yabasha. So he holds that the nylon is going to be like kli zechuchis, and therefore it's going to be kabel tumah derabanan, and just like the kli zechuchis is mekabel tumah derabanan, even though it's not like a duli karka, but it comes from the ground. It doesn't come from the yam. It doesn't get that ptur. It doesn't get that kula. It's called sheba yam. So he's going to, but even if you want to say that nylon is not a makabal tuma, not a davish makabal tuma, you have the problem of if you chibur one thread of a davish that is makabal tuma with it to make a chibur with it, so then it now becomes a davish makabal tuma. So. I think we'll hold it there for today. Any questions? Okay. All right, Shkoyach, thank you for joining, and have a great day.